History surrounds you inside the halls of Santa Rosa's old community hospital. The hospital opened its doors in 1866, and thousands of local residents have been born here. Today, it's known as the Sutter Medical Center of Santa Rosa, and it's still welcoming new residents into the world.
About 3,000 a year. My name is Sean Ralston. I'm the Marketing and Communications Manager at Sutter Health.
Ralston has been spearheading the Sonoma County Baby Project, which will culminate in a book they plan to give away.
For new mothers giving birth at our hospital.
Sutter is relocating to a new building opening in North Santa Rosa next year.
It's going to be a new hospital, but this hospital was so much part of Sonoma County and Sonoma County history that we wanted a way to memorialize that old history and pass it along to the new generation of people that were born in Sonoma County. So we started this book called Sonoma County Baby, which would just talk about all of the babies and history and people who've contributed to Sonoma County.
Ralston says they put out a call for stories through social media sites and were surprised by how many people wanted to be part of the project.
Because I think it's turned into this pride movement about Sonoma County heritage and Sonoma County birth. We never thought at the beginning of this little book that we'd get so much reaction for people and so much pride about the place where they're from.
They've heard from local teachers, vintners, farmers, musicians, politicians, and celebrities.
Winona Ryder is probably the most famous baby, and maybe she's an infamous baby. We have a challenge now because we've gotten almost 3,000 submissions. And when they fill out the form on the website, we send them this nice little bracelet that says that they're a Sonoma County baby. We send them our newsletter, and then they get the opportunity to submit their stories. We've had about 75 actually submit their stories. Through the end of the year, we're going to take story submissions, and then we're vetting them through the Sonoma County Historical Society. And then a writer for the Press Democrat, Chris Corsi, is actually going to be doing the interview. So I think we're going to end up telling about 15 or 20 stories.
And sprinkled through the book will be photographs and timelines about life in Sonoma County. Ralston shares some of the submissions with me.
So this one came from Marla Rudoni from Santa Rosa, and she wrote that my dad's side of the family were some of the few Chinese left after most were run out of town back in the 1920s. My grandparents, Minnie and Ham Wong, owned and operated a Chinese restaurant in the Railroad Square area. My father, Bob H. Wong, was known in the area as a great bowler and a Sonoma County tennis champion back in the day. He was also the post commander in the local Roseland District, VFW. Excellent. Here's one from Carlene Ferguson. She writes, I am the great-granddaughter of Emil Alexander Biavashi, who was the Santa Rosa chief of police many years ago. He was born in Torino, Italy, and came to this country, settling in Santa Rosa. He worked for Grace Brothers Brewery as a young man and then joined the police department, where he rose to the position of captain. When Chief O'Neill was shot, my grandfather took over as chief. When Hitchcock made Shadow of a Doubt here, my grandmother can be seen in the film directing traffic on 4th and Mendocino.
Submissions are accepted through the end of the year, so act quickly if you've got a story to tell. I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.